This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're tuned in to an Annie and Ando podcast coming to you from Joy 94.9.
Very special in the studio to talk about an International Women's Day event. And I do feel very closely to this topic because from an early age, women are told they're not good enough by the media, the patriarchy, and sometimes even by other women. They need to be skinnier, prettier, younger. And with International Women's Day coming up this Sunday, we're excited to have a special guest who has created a radically different fashion show called This Is Me. Please welcome founder Tina Brunet to Annie and Ando.
Hello, hello.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
So, tell us, This Is Me, a fashion show. What is it? What have you gone and done?
So, as Annie had mentioned, this is all about having diversity and representing women authentically, which looks like a bunch of women who are very unique in their lived experiences. So we have women with disabilities, both visible and invisible. We have transgender women. We have older women, younger women, women who have been bullied for their skin colour, their shape, or just had a lot of self-hate growing up and uncovered issues about themselves, which are the result of the unrealistic expectations that the media places on us women. Yeah. So this is just about breaking down all of those things and representing women in their authentic, beautiful selves. So they're all going to take the stage. They're all going to be on the runway. And they're also going to be introducing themselves, sharing with the audience the story that they would like to share, and hopefully along the way inspiring others and stepping out of their own comfort zones as well.
Wow. So, like you said, these are the sort of thing that these women wouldn't typically put their hand up for or be asked to do. How did you convince them?
I actually didn't need to convince many of them at all. They came to me, which is the beautiful part of the process and the journey of doing events. So many of them were so courageous that they read that blurb and thought, you know, I think it's time for me just to realise who I am and celebrate myself and be authentic to myself. And I'm so proud. A few of them are freaking out, as you would expect.
As it gets closer.
Yeah. But they are so courageous to be taking this stage. And the only brief I've given them is just be you. You know, audiences are not there to see a manufactured version of you. They're there to see the authentic version of you. So just be you and we'll celebrate that.
Does that mean they get to wear whatever they want?
Absolutely.
They're clothing themselves.
Yeah, they are. The brief was, again, just to wear something that makes you feel beautiful. We have some amazing women who have approached designers because they felt that they wanted to do that.
Yep.
So we have some designers that have partnered, but it's not about that. It's about them. So we'll be sharing stories about the clothing post the event. Yep. But we have everything from people who have sewed their own clothes to op shop clothes. And reclaim clothes that they're going to put on the show, and and just something really unique as well, which the audience will be wowed with, I'm sure.
Is it the first time it's happening?
It is the first time. Yeah, it's the first year. Thrilled to be doing this event at Collingwood Town Hall, and hoping for a great audience. We're going to be doing other things such as selling pre-loved clothing, branded pre-loved clothing, from a sustainability perspective, and hoping to raise money for two charities. So the whole event is about raising funds for two charities.
Yeah, what are the charities?
We're supporting the Butterfly Foundation, who helps women and girls who suffer from eating disorders, and also an organisation called Foothills Community Care, who have a domestic violence support group and assist women who are survivors of domestic violence.
When you mentioned this event, I immediately thought of Madeline Stewart, who has Down syndrome and is the most famous or first model to do that around the world. And it's so surprising still that people with disabilities are not welcome on those runways, and we need to create more spaces like this. And I'm sure next year you're going to have so many people putting their hands up and wanting to be part of it. You might have to cap cap the numbers? Or what are you going to do?
Have a selection process which flies in the face of the very thing to have.
I would love that. I'm not even thinking about next year at this point in time. But you're absolutely right, Annie. There was, if you look at the Melbourne Fashion Week, which is actually coming up next week as well, you'd be very lucky to see women represented authentically. So women of colour, plus size women, older women, we're just not there. And I think that this is a real opportunity to challenge some of those expectations and say, this is not realistic. We can never live up to, and nor we want to live up to these expectations. This is who we are and we're proud of that.
Wow.
Beautiful message.
It's such a powerful message. And when we talk about Tina, the person, Tina, rather than the event, this is kind of in your, it looks like when I'm researching you, it looks like this is in your DNA in terms of social justice and a cause. Because this isn't the first cause that you fought for, is it?
No, I'm a social justice advocate. I suppose it's in my blood, as you say. It's definitely my values are well and truly aligned to something like this. And I suppose I'm just really tired of seeing the biases, the discriminatory attitudes, the way that people treat each other. It's very tiring. And I feel that, you know, I live my life as a Christian, and even doing an event such as this has brought to surface many of those bigotry kind of attitudes, which have devastated me, but also encouraged me to continue participating in things like this and welcoming people, all kinds of people from all different forms, shapes, religious backgrounds, etc., to just be inclusive and let's just celebrate each other, like just celebrate each other authentically. Yeah.
When you're not guns blazing with the activism, what do you like to do in your spare time? How do you unwind after all of this?
I don't really unwind. I love going to events, so I try to just break through some of the biases that I have as a person. We all have them. So I love going to events that kind of freak me out. I love stepping outside my comfort zone. There are so many amazing opportunities in Melbourne to join events that are about feminism, that are about cultural biases, and just participate in those conversation and the dialogue. There's events such as, you know, having tea with Muslims to break down attitudes towards Islam, for example. So I think just look outside your own world and start to connect with people that are different to you, because that's where growth happens and that's where you will grow as a person for the better.
That's amazing. I'm going to start saying so that now when people are like, and what are your hobbies? I'm like, I like to undo my cultural biases myself. What are you doing?
So if people want to find out more information, where do they head?
Great. Yeah, so you can go to Facebook. It's probably the best platform. And just do a search on This Is Me. You'll see our Facebook page. You'll see the event. You'll see a link to our tickets. We are posting bios, or we have posted bios of all of our models. So you can read about their stories on there. And just come along and just celebrate. We've kept the ticket costs really low to make it affordable for families. We want to see kids and men participate in this as well. So come along and just roar for these women. They're going to love seeing you in the audiences.
Fantastic. That was founder of This Is Me, Tina Brunet, who is hosting at the Collingwood Town Hall on Sunday, March 8th, the International Women's Day event called This Is Me. So check it out. You're with Annie and Ando. We'll be back with more stories and some texts after this.
You were just listening to the Annie and Ando Show. You can check them out live every Monday afternoon from 4 till 6:30 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.